This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 104. And on this episode, I'm talking to you about a mini promotion I ran to get new members into my monthly membership program. So if you're looking for a quick and easy way to generate new members into your membership or into your paid offers, this one's for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm excited for this week's episode because I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of a promotion that we just ran. And normally, I take a little bit of time between running a promotion and sharing a podcast on it to get like way more info and do way more data on it. But I thought, let's see how much you guys like it when I just take you behind the scenes of what we've done, what we're doing right now, and show you some of the real-time results that we're getting. So I think what makes the most sense is to talk to you first about what we were promoting. And what we were promoting was my monthly marketing playbook membership, which is a monthly program where I send out a PDF and video that's designed specifically to help you generate more leads and more sales in your business. So our big promise inside this program is that unlike other courses or programs, we're not overwhelming you with information, but rather we're giving you short, actionable pieces of information that you can take to generate more leads and more sales in your business. And you can check that out over at monthlyplaybook.com if you want to get more info and join the waitlist. But we decided to promote this product because I'm looking to generate more recurring revenue in my business. And one of the best ways is to get people inside my membership program. So to give you a little bit of background, recently I posted inside the private community for my membership program. And I asked, you know, what can I do to make this space better? What can I do to make the monthly program a little bit more exciting and a little bit better? And I got a lot of feedback from our existing members saying they would like me to run challenges or implementation weeks inside the program where I actually hold them accountable to implementing some of the content that I teach. And so what we decided to do was starting July 9th, we were going to run a 5-day challenge on writing your first email sales funnel. Now, I decided to run a challenge on this because I already had a playbook inside the membership on how to write your first email sales funnel. So I was able to write a 5-day challenge without having to create a bunch of new content in a way that got people excited and taking action on the content in the membership program. So we decided to do this 5-day challenge. And I had this idea that what if I used this 5-day challenge that's free for my members to get new people to sign up for the monthly marketing playbook? And so I started racking my brain about exactly how I could do this. And I came up with this idea that I could run the challenge for a low cost. In this case, we came up with the idea of $7. And I run this challenge for a low cost to people not inside the membership. Now, for people inside the membership, it's free. It's just a way to get them excited, keep them taking action, and retain members inside of our monthly membership program. But we thought, what if we let people join the membership program for $7 to be able to get access to this challenge? And what we ended up coming up with is we could let people join for the first month for just $7, which means they're paying $7 to get access to the challenge. And then we get them inside the membership program and allow them to stay at $47 a month once the first month is over. So we essentially created a low price introductory offer to get people inside the membership program. Now, because it's a monthly membership program that people were signing up for, I just want to be clear that we were super transparent from day one and in all of our emails that people were signing up for a membership program. We were telling them from day one, hey, you're signing up to be part of a membership program. You're getting your first month for just $7 and getting access to the challenge, because we don't want people getting to the end of their 30 days for $7 and going, I didn't know that this was a membership, or I didn't know that there was a recurring cost. We wanted them to be aware of that from day one. So we were really transparent about that from day one, that they're signing up for a monthly program. They're just getting in at an introductory rate. So how did we promote this challenge and how did we get people in? Well, we tried a couple of things. And one of those was running Facebook ads that basically said, join this $7 challenge to write your first email sales funnel. And we ran that to people who liked my page, people who were on my email list, and people that had visited my website. And we ran it to those three places just straight out saying, hey, pay $7 to join the challenge. And we ended up spending about $61 per sign up into the membership, which I thought was a little bit too steep. And so our Facebook ads weren't really a success for this promo. They didn't work very well, but I thought, why not test it out and see if they convert and be open to testing new things? Because like I told you at the beginning of this episode, this was just a big experiment. We've never run a paid challenge before and we weren't sure how it was going to work out. But we decided to run this paid challenge and we decided to test out Facebook ads, but they just fell kind of flat. We also tried running retargeting ads to anybody that visited the sales page, but unfortunately, Facebook just never really pushed them out. For whatever reason, they only delivered to three people out of the several hundred people that we had signed up or that had visited the sales page for the challenge. So this time around, our Facebook ads were just kind of a dud. So we relied mostly on email marketing to our existing email list. And we sent out a total of four emails for this promotion. The first email basically said, let's build your first sales funnel in 5 days. And we sent them this email that basically said, hey, you know, if you're running ads or you're building your email list by running people to a freebie, but nothing happens after they opt in, that could all change in the next week if you sign up for this $7 challenge. And we were really transparent in this email, like I already said, and we said, this challenge is part of my membership site. You can join today for just $7 for your first month and get access to the sales funnel challenge where you'll write and publish your first sales funnel. And what ended up happening was we got about 20 people that registered from that first email on the first day, which was exciting, but not as much as we wanted. Our goal was to get 50 to 100 people signed up for this promo. So we were hoping we were going to get closer to 40 or 50 on the first day that we promoted it, and we only got 20. So when I first started this, I was a little bit nervous that it wasn't going to work super well. But as you'll learn in a minute, it actually ended up going pretty well. So the second email that we sent said, write your email sales funnel in just 15 minutes a day. So we tweaked the copy and the headline a little bit to be more like, hey, if you're busy and you don't have time, you still need an email sales funnel. Here's how to write one quick and effectively. And we also showed them a screenshot of one of the templates that we were using for the 5-day challenge. So we took them behind the scenes of what the challenge was going to look like. And we told them, you can write your funnel in just 15 minutes a day, because for the challenge, we're providing people with email templates. So literally in 15 minutes a day, they can actually write their first email sales funnel. And that's something that we already have inside the monthly marketing membership. Now, the last day of our promo, we had four emails total. We sent out one email on Tuesday, one email on Friday, and then two emails on Sunday, the Sunday before the challenge started, because the challenge was starting on a Monday. We sent out two emails saying, hey, this is your last chance to join the challenge. But we did something a little bit different. The first two emails went out to my entire list, my list of everybody that was engaged with me over the last 90 days, my entire newsletter list. We sent out the first two emails to everybody. The last two emails only went out to people that opened one of the first two emails, because the subject line of the first two emails was, hey, here's how to set up your email sales funnel. So we knew, hey, if people aren't opening these emails or they haven't opened these emails, maybe they're not interested in writing their first sales funnel. we don't have to keep bombing them with a promotion to get them excited about signing up for the challenge, right? Because they're clearly not interested in writing their sales funnel, or at least they're not paying attention to their email to write the email sales funnel. So we don't want to send them an email that says, hey, this is your last chance, when they haven't really paid attention to their first couple of chances, right? So the last emails only went out to people that had already opened one of the first two emails. And those emails ended up working really, really well. And we ended up getting about 50 people that signed up for the challenge in the last 24 hours. So in total, we ended up getting 92 people signed up for the 5-day sales funnel challenge for just $7 for their first month, which was $644 in sales. But if even 60% of those people stick around for the second month, we'll have over $2,500 a month in monthly recurring revenue. We actually have over $4,000 a month if they all stick around, but we're projecting that between, you know, 20 and 30%, maybe even 40% of people will leave after their first month because they only signed up to get access to the challenge, or they don't need the other content, right? They may not be interested, because that's kind of the risk that you run when you run a low ticket or a low cost trial into your membership. So we don't really know what the results are going to be like. So that's what makes this episode a little different than episodes I've done in the past, where normally I'm like, here's the hard data, here's what we've seen. This time, I'm sharing with you the experiment we ran before we have all the results. And I hope you like kind of getting this little behind the scenes look. So to recap the results, when all was said and done, we had spent approximately $250 on Facebook ads. We sent 4 emails to my list, and we got 92 new members inside the monthly marketing playbook. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you kind of liked me taking you behind the scenes. And I have kind of an action item for you. If you listen to this episode and you enjoyed it, take a screenshot of it and tag me on Instagram or in Instagram stories, and let me know what you think about these shorter kind of behind the scenes episodes. We're experimenting with some new stuff with the podcast, and I just want to know if you like these short behind the scenes style podcasts where I just give you a look at what we've done and share some of the results. If you like them, tag me and let me know so that I can continue to make them. And if you don't like them, tag me and let me know so that we can tweak what we're doing with the podcast and make them more applicable to you. So go out there, play around, and if you take one lesson away from this episode, I hope it's that you should be open to experimenting in your business. You know, so many people are afraid to experiment or try new things or break the mold a little bit. And we got almost 100 new members into our membership by doing something different, by hosting a paid challenge. And it's something that, as far as I know, not a lot of people are doing, but it worked really well for us. And now going forward, we may run additional paid challenges inside the membership site where we get my audience excited and we get people signed up, because now we know, hey, when we run a paid challenge, people get excited about them. And so this may become a regular type of promotion we do. I'm not sure yet, because we're still kind of in the testing and evaluation phase. But I hope that this gave you that permission to experiment a little and try new things and see what works in your business. So I want to encourage you to get out there, try some new things, maybe try a paid challenge, see what happens. And until next week, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.